On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching a high of 28 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Polokwane up to 32.
And in your traffic on the M1 southbound, slow moving traffic towards Boysons.
Joe Mann, your sport headlines. DStv extends the Proteas Women's Cup World Cup final coverage to Access subscribers. And Owen Farrell eyes a reset as Ireland and All Blacks get ready for the Battle of Chicago.
The Joburg High Court has postponed the case involving City of Johannesburg and informal traders over bylaws to Monday. A group of informal traders brought an urgent application saying they're being evicted from trading spots for alleged non-compliance. Meanwhile, the City of Johannesburg continues to defend its cleanup operation in the inner city. Anastasi Mokhobu is in the streets.
Outside the High Court, tensions ran high between groups supporting Mayor Dada Moraro's cleanup campaign and others backing the informal traders, many of whom are migrants. While the city insists the enforcement drive is necessary to restore order and fight urban and decay, traders argue the campaign has been unfair, robbing them of their livelihood. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Johannesburg.
In other news, the city of Ekurhuleni says Rand water maintenance will affect water supply in the city as of tomorrow. Spokesperson Zweli Dlamini says different areas will be impacted during different times. He says Germiston, Etwatwa, Kempton Park and Alberton will be affected.
Leondale and Roodekop Industrial will be affected. This is from 8 in the morning until Sunday at 8 in the morning. And then on the 2nd, which is Sunday, it will be Prudel Extension 11, Eastland Estates and part of Witfontein.
And Mkonto Wesizwe representative Visvan Reddy has welcomed the Supreme Court of Appeals ruling that bans bookmakers from offering online casino-style games disguised as sport betting.
We cannot let betting companies find new loopholes. We cannot let online gambling continue to destroy families and communities.
Speaking at the parliamentary mini plenary today, Reddy emphasized that the ball is now in Parliament's court.
The courts have spoken. Now this House has to act.
Speaking about betting and gambling, the Turkish Football Federation suspended 149 referees today who've been accused of betting on matches. The disciplinary committee had handed out suspensions ranging from 8 to 12 months. And the Department of International Relations and Cooperation says they've taken note of the recent presidential determination by the United States, which would allow 7,500 so-called refugees from South Africa. The department says the program remains concerning and still appears to rest on a premise that's factually inaccurate. And finally, a Japanese municipality recently caused quite a stir with its tips for women on how to secure a partner. Some of these tips included wearing shoes that make them appear delicate or choosing makeup that looks demure. So in the end, they had to withdraw the list amidst an ocean of accusations that these tips were sexist. I'm Aline Fushimoni at 6.